Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I've come to New York City several times over the last several years, and it's, you know, some things don't change, of course. Times Square is still Times Square. They've changed the signs, of course. Every time you go there, it's different, and, you know, there's another year on the top of the tower where the ball comes down that everybody sees every year. It stays there until, you know, the next one drops in, you know, for 2020. You know, I think the signs have gotten a lot more efficient, and there seems to be more of them, and they're brighter, probably more energy efficient. At least I would hope so, but I don't think that has ever mattered on Times Square. I remember going to Times Square, like, you know, like very late at night or very early in the morning, and, you know, the signs are lit up pretty much 24/7. And it's amazing how many people go to Times Square. I was just there a little bit ago, just to kind of burn off a little bit of energy, and yeah, the number of people there was just crazy. And I think there was some, some parts of it that were like, you know, under construction or whatever, so that people were squeezing through a few places or whatever. It has improved a bit since they turned part of it into a pedestrian mall. I think they made Broadway stop at a certain point, and then they turned that part into a pedestrian mall because it's right where Broadway and 7th Avenue cross. So that's the place that it goes. But anyway, it's always, you know, when I go there and I look and just, you know, I see all the people, and, you know, it's amazing, you know, people with their, you know, taking selfies, and, you know, I did that too, I guess, so I'm not any better, but, you take the pictures and you say, hey, I've been here. It amazes me, like, yeah, the signs, and it's still a draw. I mean, yeah, it's where the ball drops, you know, and the ball is up there at the top of the building. It says 2019 right now, and I assume at the end of December they will replace it with with 2020, and, you know, have the ball drop again, and life will go on. It will be one of those things. There's lots of things around Times Square, like, of course there's some of the, there's a bunch of the stores, but of course there's the theaters that with all the shows that people need to go see. And, I guess when you go there on a Friday night, it's going to be extra busy because, of course, people want to go see shows and that kind of thing, or people are trying to get you to go to their shows. There's lots of advertising going on in Times Square. And people are, they're dressed up in costumes and dancing, and, I think there was an Elmo, there was the Deadpool guy, there was a, Spider-Man, there was a few other things. It's always kind of a colorful place to walk through, although maybe not on Friday night when there's so many people. There's an energy to New York City, and that I always appreciate. At the end of it, I am pretty tired. It takes a lot of energy. The closest thing I go to on a more regular basis than New York City is Tel Aviv, and Tel Aviv's got an energy to it, but it's not. It's a different kind of crazy, I guess, but than New York City. But always appreciate it. It's one of those things that, there's probably some other things I should go see around New York at some point. Maybe I should go see the Statue of Liberty. I don't know. Our office building has a nice view of the Empire State Building, which, there's lots of buildings in New York. But and the people that live here, I mean, it's clear that the only way to get to survive in the city is treat the street signs as merely suggestions and keep moving. That's pretty much what everybody does, no matter what they're doing in the city. The city just keeps moving, and you either keep moving or you don't, and you're not alive in the city. That's just kind of how it goes, it seems like. But it's always nice to get that to get that perspective when I come to New York, that there's a different different way of doing things. It may not be the way I want to do it all the time, but some people really do really like that energy and like that vibe. And I like it for a short period of time, but I'm always happy to move on to the next place at, when my time in New York City is done.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.